We're going to explore today. Well, you're going to explore the possibilities of life. This time of year, I get a lot of folks talking to me. The conversation is probably 5, 6, 7 times a day. It's a lot. It comes around to, hey, it's the time of the year that I'm thinking about doing something different next year, although I don't know how to find that or figure out what to do. Can we have some conversations on that? So I start, then everybody takes a couple of weeks off, and then you come back in the after the holidays, and you start kind of working on next year. So today, we'll talk about exploring the possibilities and how you can use it to find your purpose and your passion in life. It's easier than you think, and now I know scientifically proven, too. I'll talk about that. It is the Daily Boost. From motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Essentially, we talked about yesterday. Oh, hi, by the way. It's me, Scott Smith. I'm the host. Talked about yesterday, this little sliver that we occupy here in the motivational sphere. It's not really motivation. This is all about improving yourself. That's it. Because you have to improve from the inside. You have to become the person you want to be before you can be that person, right? A lot of people want to make a lot of money. And if the person you are makes, you know, $50,000 a year, that person's not likely going to make $100,000 or $1 million a year. So you have to change who you are. What? Oh, you don't want to change who you are? You want to be who you are? Okay. Well, you're still going to be who you are. You are. Don't trust me. Listen to me. I'm the guy that will preach that to the end of time. But society and success works in a simple way, and you just need to follow that pathway, and you need to grow. So we do that. But really, if you're stopping by for the first time, and you're thinking, this guy's different than all those other people that do this kind of work, aside from that velvety radio voice he has, he's different. He talks different. He thinks different. What's he all about? What's his mission? What's his agenda? He must want to take something from me. Not really. All I care about is this, that you get what you say you want. You're the boss of you. You said, this is what I want. I care that you get it. And this show's all about that. If you don't know what that is, then I care that you figure that out so you go get it. That's all I care about. And I do that every single day, all day. And by the way, if you don't know your purpose in life, I'm pausing because people who've listened to me for now almost 16 full years know exactly what I'm going to say, and you might not. You have a lot of new listeners these days. If you don't know your purpose in life, your purpose is to find your purpose. People forget that sometimes. It's like you can go get a book. Oh, maybe my purpose is in there. Maybe. But the point is just to go looking for it. It's to follow the breadcrumbs. That's kind of what we're going to talk about today on the show. Sorry, I was talking a little faster. I wanted to slow down. I swear I knew as I got older, I would talk slower. It hasn't worked out yet, but I'm trying. Hey, be sure to check out my book if you need a nice gift for the holidays, man and your family. Go to dailygratitudeboost.com for the 5-minute gratitude journal for men. It's a cool thing. I'm actually working through it right now. I kind of joking to my wife. I said, you know, I wrote a journal, which meant I wrote half the book. Then you have to follow my prompts and fill in the other. It's a thought starter. It really helps you stay motivated and inspired. But I wrote half of it expecting you'd fill out the other half. And I finally said, you know what? I should write the other half. And so I pulled my own book out every single day, and I'm kind of writing the other half of it. It's kind of cool. We'll see what happens with that here in the future. Okay, let's do this thing. Exploring the possibilities. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. What does exploring the possibilities mean in lives? Okay, so what do I want to do when I grow up? Have you ever answered that question? Sometimes you ask yourself that question. Well, what do I grow up? And a lot of folks get asked by an adult, or what do you want to do when you grow up? Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm a kid. I have no idea what I'm going to do. But frankly, eventually, life just grabs you and you start running with it. And we wake up 10 or 20 years later. My business, A lot of people wake up and come find me because they've been doing something because they never asked that question and they didn't guide themselves in that direction. It's not too late. We can do that. So 40 or 50 years later or 30 years later, whatever it happens to be, most people, including you, I'm talking to you. You didn't know that, did you? I can see you. Most people ask themselves that question after their family grows up, after their career, maybe they go to another career or something. They've been at it for a while. They get that first level of retirement or something like that. Most people start asking that question. The smart ones in the crowd, and I'm assuming you're the smart one, and the reason I know that is because you're here. If you're here and it's resonating with you whatsoever, and you have take the chance to listen to two or three of these shows a week, which is, I think, really all you need, you're smart because you're changing your worldview and you're learning. And since you're smart, I know that you are asking the question right now, what am I going to be? What am I going to do when I grow up? It's a scary time, by the way. The more of a golden parachute kind of thing you have going, meaning you built a good life, you got a nice house, you've got whatever is going on, it's all good. How do I change all that? And if I did, what would I do? So if you're looking to change, there's a few things that I have just noticed over the years. And by the way, what I'm going to tell you here about exploring the possibilities is now I've been studied by brain scientists, by guys who have the lab coats and the labs and the grants, and they've studied all these people. And what they have found is exactly what we're going to teach today. Exploring the possibilities comes when you imagine that anything is possible. You don't limit yourself. You don't think about any consequences. You don't worry about it. There is no commitment required. No money. Money doesn't matter either. None of that matters. Time has no impact. None of it matters. When you explore, you're simply committing to yourself, if there is any kind of a commitment, that you're just going to stumble around and try different things. Something gets your attention one day, say, hey, maybe I'll try that. Yeah, sometimes I do that. Like if my son-in-law wants me to go duck hunting. I'm pretty sure, based on my ideology, that I'm probably not going to like duck hunting, my personal ideology. But at the same time, I'm going to stumble into it and see what he says. See how it feels. We'll see what happens. And if not, I'll just walk away and find something else. See, that's the point we find here. And typically, what ends up happening, the people that are most successful and most happy are not the ones who have locked themselves down and said, I'm going to do this. Because that's how you arrive at something you don't like to do. And I have a personal rule of things. It's expanding every single day. I'll give you the new expanded version right now. When I explore things I'm going to get into, it must provide joy for me. It must be joyful for me to do. Secondly, it must not give me any angst at all. And thirdly, this one came today. It has to be easy. So joyful, no angst, and easy. Get out, try it. Get out of your comfort zone. Try little things. Whatever comes up, just try. Pick up a magazine, read a newspaper, watch a TV show and say, that's kind of cool. I'm going to check that out. Then go check it out. Get on the phone and call somebody. I started flying airplanes because a friend said, hey, guess what my thing is? I said, well, that sounds interesting. Maybe I'll check that out. I did, and I flew for the next 10 years. You see, we're finding that this happens all the time. You will, I'm not going to explain this to you. It's the accumulation of knowledge. It's accumulation of experiences. We all know the experience is what makes life work, right? So when you get out and do lots of things and try things and you're not committed to it, and I know people say, hey, man, I got to commit to what I'm going to do. No, I don't. Not unless I really know I want to do it. And I only say this from vast experience of doing this my entire life, of watching so many people commit, 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 and be unhappy, divorced, out of a job, and broke by the time they're 45. I say it all the time. It's crazy. You committed to something, got into it, stuck with it because I said, don't be a quitter. Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, be a good quitter if it's not right for you, but also be a good starter. Explore the possibilities of things. Look into anything you possibly, anything that gets your fancy, check it out. You will be surprised. In fact, I'm going to go so far as to say this. This job that I do today, I explored the possibility until I found this. This is nothing I ever chose to do, nothing I ever planned to do, nothing I ever thought I would be. When I handed a copy of my book to my mom, she's like, wow, you did write a book. I never thought I would do that, ever. I stumbled into it. And then I said, oh, it's kind of working. I kind of like doing this. It's kind of fun. And then it became a business. And then I was all over the world doing stuff. I stumbled into it. There was no grand master plan here. It was me being willing, to go out and play around and figure things out. And when something started to click, here's a funny thing that happens, and you'll see this too. And you've probably already done it in your life, I'm sure. When something starts to click, you just find yourself doing it. you just find yourself at a happy spot. It starts to feel good. And if you stay there long enough, eventually we chip away that identity. And all that other stuff you thought was so important just goes away. Yeah, it's kind of like hating your job, but not wanting to go through the hassle of getting a new job, sending out resumes and all that kind of stuff. I'm just going to stay with what I don't like rather than go for the new. But then somebody gives you a call and says, hey, I'm going to give you $10 million more than you're currently earning if you come over here today. You're like, woohoo, I'm out of here. I'm happy again, right? It's the same thing. Don't wait for it. Just explore the possibilities. Just start dreaming. Start leaning into it. Start going forward. Pump the brakes a little bit on what you're doing. Hold some space as you create it. Let life unfold in front of you. Now, this is one of those ambiguous things where it's very hard to dial it in for people, at least on a 10-minute podcast. That's kind of hard to do, but you get my point. All right, so what are we going to do tomorrow? I have no idea. I'm going day by day this week. It happens sometimes as we get in the holiday season. But I do know this. If you come to the Facebook page, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook, there's some very cool people. We got some folks posting some neat stuff every single day. Motivational, inspirational, nothing cheesy, although we like cheese because cheese tastes good on everything. It's just awesome. But it's a cool place with good people, and we keep a tight eye on the moderation of it. It's a safe place to be. It's just kind of cool. Plus, it's really the only place you can connect with me. Come in the group, tag me. I will respond to you because I appreciate you being there. And that's the only place I am right now. So come on over. All right, let me get out of here. You have a great day. I will see you tomorrow. Start exploring the possibilities this second. They'll change your life.